My guest at this time is Dr. Kelly Ward. She's a former Arizona State Senator, and she is seeking the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate this year in the Grand Canyon State. That means she is challenging longtime Republican incumbent John McCain, who has been there for the past 30 years. She joins us now to explain why she's running and why she believes it's time for Senator McCain to be retired. And Dr. Ward, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Greg. It is great to be here. And, you know, I am running for this office for a lot of reasons. But the main reason is that Arizona deserves to have a Republican senator who represents their values. And we aren't getting that right now. I hear it across this entire state and really across the country, the frustration, the anger, the disappointment, the disgust with what's happening in Washington, D.C., or what's not happening in Washington, D.C. And people are out there, they're looking for a change. They're looking to change the status quo in Washington, D.C. And truly, the only way we can do that is by changing the people we send there. We can't keep sending the same people back and expecting a different result. Of course, that's the definition of insanity. And so I'm out on the campaign trail. You know, Senator McCain has never faced a well-educated, well-spoken, down-to-earth, Constitution-loving woman. It is going to be very difficult for him, especially in this time of upset with career politicians and the political elite ruling over us rather than allowing us to have government of, for, and by the people as our founders intended.
Obviously, McCain's got a long record. I know his one of his most controversial issues, of course, is immigration. He was part of the Gang of Eight, and I know you strongly disagree with that. Whether it's that issue or others, where do you think he has failed Arizona the most?
Oh, you know, I'm sad to say there are so many places where he's fallen down. Just in the last few years, he voted for tax hikes. He voted for bailouts. He voted for massive new spending. He voted for amnesty. He voted for liberal judges. That's on everyone's mind right now. He mocked the conservatives who wanted to stop Obamacare, calling Senator Cruz and Senator Paul and Senator Lee wackobird. He voted 15 times to increase the debt ceiling. So he's fallen down on the job on many things, immigration, you know, stopping illegal immigration, securing the border, stopping Obamacare, the way our veterans are being treated, with Phoenix being ground zero for the utter disappointment and inability to take care of the veterans being right here under his watch in our state. You know, and economically, he's a big government Republican. He's a big spender. I think our country is in danger if we don't get our spending under control. You know, I'm a small government Republican. I want smaller government, lower taxes, less regulation, a strong defense and a strong military. I want personal responsibility across the board, and I want us to get back to following our Constitution. Senator McCain, you know, he hasn't been strong on the Constitution. He's, you know, he's supported the Democrats' effort to infringe on our gun rights, on our Second Amendment rights. He's been willing to bend the Constitution regarding our Fourth Amendment privacy rights. The list goes on and on and on. It is time for a change in Washington, and I think that change is coming. That's what I'm seeing here on the ground, that change is coming.
Dr. Ward, what do you point to in your activism or your time in the state Senate to say, not only am I promising to do this, but I've done it?
Yes. You know, I was an extremely effective Arizona state senator. I did step down in December to take on this run for U.S. Senate full time. But last year, I was able to get 19 bills signed into law, common sense bills that did shrink the size of government, that lowered our taxes, that took the hand of, you know, the heavy hand of government off the heads of small businesses and let them thrive. I worked on welfare reform, health care reform, education reform, all of those things that I want to take to Washington. And I also stood up to my party at times and to the executive branch at other times. We see in D.C. that sometimes the Senate thinks it's a rubber stamp for the president. And sometimes I had to stand up against the governor, even though the governor's in my same party. He sent me some nominees for the State Board of Education when I was the education chair, and they were unacceptable to me and to the people that I represented because they were pro-Common Core. And as the last bastion of hope for the people of our state, it is my job in the state Senate not to rubber stamp executive nominees, but to fully vet them and to prevent them from moving forward when they're bad for the state and bad for the people.
Let's talk about the tactics of the race a little bit. First of all, whoever emerges from the Republican primary on August 30th will face Democratic Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick, who pretty much has the Democratic feel to herself at this point. Why do you believe you'd stack up well against her in November?
Well, the number one reason is that she votes with Barack Obama nearly 100% of the time. And Arizona is still a conservative state. And so I don't think that Ann Kirkpatrick will fare very well against me as a constitutional female. You may not realize, but Arizona has never had a female United States Senator. Now, of course, I don't usually play the woman card because I want to be the best, not the best woman or the best anything other than just the best. But I think that Ann Kirkpatrick will have a very difficult time facing me in the primary. Now, recent polling shows that Senator McCain and Ann Kirkpatrick are neck and neck, 37% to 38%. That is very bad for Senator McCain. It's very bad for any long-term incumbent to be that close against a person who is essentially unknown across the state of Arizona. She's in a large geographic district, but many people don't even know her. And so the fear is that we will lose that seat, that Republican seat, if John McCain is our nominee. And Republicans are seeking a qualified, competent, capable person to take the reins and hit the ground running, and that's what I offer. So it's great to be out here and be in this fight to change Washington, D.C. and put this country back on the right track.
Have you been polled against Kirkpatrick head-to-head?
I have. Back in August, there was a poll that was done, actually, of 1,400 Arizona voters who described themselves as moderate and independent. Not always what people would associate with me, because I'm seen as being the conservative alternative to John McCain, more of a Tea Party type candidate. But in that poll, I defeated John McCain 45-36, as well as defeated Ann Kirkpatrick by 7 points. And I think that's because my message of liberty and freedom resonates across the board, regardless of age, regardless of race, and really regardless of political ideology. People see that spark in me. And they think that I'm going to go to Washington, D.C., do similar things to what I did in the Arizona State Senate, and make this country better for everyone.
Dr. Ward, a couple of quick questions. Also, in addition to your candidacy and your challenge of John McCain, there's another Republican candidate in this race, Alexander Molusky. I don't know where he stacks up in any recent polling, but are you afraid that with two challengers to McCain, that will help him end up with the nomination?
Well, of course, the only one who benefits from having a three-way race is John McCain. Now, Mr. Molusky is probably a conservative guy who wants to change Washington. However, in polling, he polls down around 1%, if not less. And so he does not have the traction. He does not have the grassroots support. He hasn't been able to raise money. He's put a lot of his own money into the race. However, if you're going to challenge a D.C. dinosaur like John McCain, someone entrenched, someone with connections, someone with political prowess, I'm not fooling myself, and I don't think that your listeners will be fooled either. You have got to be able to have all of those things. You have to be able to have the grassroots support. You have to be able to have the ground game. You have to be able to have money, and you have to be able to have polling that shows that you can win. And unfortunately, Mr. Molusky has none of those things. My hope is that before the primary election, Mr. Molusky will join Team Ward and help me fight this battle to defeat Senator McCain in the primary so we can change Washington and go on to win that Senate seat. Now, the important thing is that he would have to not get on the ballot, because even if his name is on the ballot, there's the potential to split the vote among conservative voters looking for an alternative for Senator McCain, whether they know us or not. And so, I'm working towards that. I hope that he will join this winning team so that we can do it. But I will tell you this also. I'm not striving for 33.34%. I'm striving for 50% plus one, no matter how many people are in the race. That's what I'm working towards. That's what I'm working towards to win.
Dr. Ward, you mentioned the money. The latest numbers I see are from October, so obviously that's 4 months ago and things could have changed. McCain, with a pretty sizable monetary advantage, pushing close to $5 million in cash on hand, whereas You're north of 300,000. How do you close that gap, and how important is that to being able to get your message out?
Hey, it is very important. I'm guessing that Senator McCain will always have more money than I do. You know, he started out ahead. He still somehow has money left over from his presidential run against Barack Obama. Why he didn't use that money to defeat Barack Obama, we'll never know. However, he still has some of that money in his campaign coffers. So every day I'm working to raise money. I'm raising money at the small dollar level, via the internet, via emails, via people just meeting me at events and filling out a form and, you know, giving me $20 or $100. And I'm also doing large dollar fundraising where I call people and explain what's going on and get them to buy in. And they buy into the idea that we need to change Washington. And they're willing to invest their money via and their free speech to be able to try to put me there. So we're going to be using our money wisely. I'm a fiscal conservative, and I'm not going to be squandering my money on traveling to meetings and eating at the Ritz-Carlton on the backs of my campaign donors. I'm utilizing that money for excellent professional staff and voter contact, because that's what we need to be able to get our voters to the polls during the primary, which will start in August, and then August 30th is the actual primary date. We have a long time of early voting in Arizona, about a month. So we'll be working hard to be able to get our voters who are excited, who are motivated, who are energized to the polls so that we can win.
Well, for more information, you can head to kellyward.com. That's KellyWard.com. Dr. Ward, thanks very much for your time today. We look forward to checking back in with you as the campaign progresses.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Dr. Kelly Ward is running for the Republican U.S. Senate nomination against John McCain in the state of Arizona. She's a former state senator in the Grand Canyon State. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.